producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we are coming up on the end of October. We are finishing up Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We are coming up on Halloween. We got Daylight Savings Time ending this weekend. So it's kind of like as soon as all that is over, we start going into fall, deep into fall, which is really, really exciting. Starting to get ready for the, you know, next set of festivities and family and all that other stuff. But before we leave October, okay, and Breast Cancer Awareness Month, which, you know, we always spend so much time on, some breast cancer awareness groups have just one last thing to say about Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it's not good. It's not good at all. All right, apparently you have some groups out there going, think before you pink, and this pink campaign really is something that we should maybe rethink, okay? Or I guess the White House turned pink, the NFL uniforms turned pink, and, you know, I mean, I thought it was nice. You know, we have breast cancer in our family, but I did notice a lot of commercialization with that. Well, Karuna Jagger, the executive director of Breast Cancer Action, says, what do we have to show for the billions spent on pink ribbon products? She says, a lot of us are done with awareness. We want action. Cindy Pearson, executive director of the National Women's Health Network, agrees. The pinkification of the month of October, from football cleats to coffee cups, isn't helping women, she told the New York Times. That's a very interesting, interesting point. Cindy Accolata wrote, a growing disenchantment with October pinkification. This probably has been one of the most, I guess, one of the biggest pink campaigns I've ever seen. And mind you, as a doctor, I love awareness. Okay? I think that's great. But, you know, they have a point. Okay, I'm looking right now at a picture of the Greenfield Police. They have, it looks like, pink cufflinks and pink, handcuffs. All right, that's wonderful. I mean, good for them for showing their support of breast cancer awareness. But what if all those billions of dollars being spent on people, you know, turning themselves pink actually just went to breast cancer awareness? We've talked about charity work, and, you know, because I do a lot of charity work, and I love studying, you know, the psychology behind it and how you get people to help and you know, what you can get people to do. And it's very interesting. You know, if I ask somebody right now, will you give me $25 to give to a breast cancer charity, or will you just go call the breast cancer charity right now, call them up, and give them $25 over the phone, they won't do it. But a bunch of people go, hey, we're going to be all pink hair, pink clothes, pink, let's just do it. You'll spend $50+ on your outfit. Now, again, that's nice that you're doing that, but is it really, I mean, where's the money going? You know, this ice bucket challenge, it did raise money, luckily, but there was some big concern because people were just doing the ice bucket challenge to be on YouTube throwing ice on themselves. Okay, well, that's great, and that's exciting, and that's wonderful, but, you know, we have to research. Money has to go to that. So here's my thing, okay? If you completely do away with the whole pink campaign, with the whole breast cancer, where if you do completely away with it, I don't think in turn somebody's going to turn around and donate either. So you might as well allow the pink campaign to be. But I got to admit, you know, I was watching football, and even though I thought it was nice that you saw the NFL wear some pink, and I think the refs had some pink armbands and things like that, you know, I told my husband, I go, oh, how, you know, how is that helping? I mean, it's nice, and thank you guys. And, you know, I appreciate you, you know, changing your uniform for the cause, but I mean, it's not really doing much. And, you know, I know nobody, you know, wants to say that who's a man because they don't want to look anti-women. But, I mean, I understand. And, you know, you have some women out there going, look, you know, would rather take the money. The money going to the research is probably better than all the millions of dollars being spent on all this pink stuff. I don't know how much money the White House spent on making the White House look pink. Now, mind you, it's cool. If you guys want to celebrate, just like Halloween and Christmas and all that, I mean, somebody could argue, look, why are you guys spending all this time and money on Christmas decoration and all that? That money could go to people who can't afford Christmas. I mean, look, you know, we got to draw a line somewhere. You are allowed to celebrate. You are allowed to, you know, you are allowed to rejoice and you know, please, we want you to do that. But, you know, maybe what we need to do is, you know, suggest that these people selling the pink, you know, I know some, the proceeds go to breast cancer research, proceeds go, you know, but I mean, maybe, you know, a little bit more does that. I'd really like to know what these breast cancer campaigns bring in. Now, if this whole big campaign does bring in, you know, money, even if it brings in an extra $5,000, look, any money helps. So I say still keep it going. But for some of you guys that are saying, look, you know, my pink license plate, I don't think it's doing anything. You're probably right. Okay. You know, it's not, that itself probably isn't bringing money, you know, but I do like the idea of, you know, people showing some camaraderie and, I do like the idea of raising awareness, but it was an interesting take. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, there are some myths and truths about daylight savings time. Many of you guys are hearing about studies going daylight savings time hurts your health. Well, what's going on with that? We got a peanut butter recall because there were small metal shards in your Skippy smooth peanut butter. That's not cool. And then this is interesting. Do you have a male or female brain? They say women can earn more if they think like a man. Really? 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Whey is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld.com. W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so traces of fungus have been discovered in the brains of Alzheimer's sufferers, according to researchers yesterday, I believe. So they've launched this question now. You know what? I remember reading about this about a week or two ago where they were looking at fungus in the brains. Okay. I think it's about a week old, but that's between you and me. They don't think fungus definitely causes Alzheimer's, but finding traces of fungus in the brains of people with Alzheimer's may mean there could be a possible infectious disease component to Alzheimer's. Now, in medicine, we wish that was the situation, because we could then, we know how to deal with fungus and bacteria and most viruses, and we have medicines to treat that. Okay? So if they come to find out that this could be a fungal issue, then all we have to do is just put you on a antifungal. I mean, sounds pretty easy, right? So I think a lot of scientists are now watering at the mouth, hoping that that's what's going on, because that is something we can fix. They say there's no conclusive evidence, but if the answer turns out to be yes, it means Alzheimer's disease may be targeted by antifungal treatment, according to a Spanish team reporting the journal Scientific Reports. Okay? They wrote the possibility that... No, okay, we'll do it in English. The possibility that Alzheimer's is a fungal disease, or that fungal infection is a risk factor for the disease, opens new perspectives for effective therapies of these patients. And we have antifungals. We got a whole bunch of those. 5-member team had found cells and other material from several fungal species in the brain tissue and blood vessels of all 11 diseased Alzheimer patients analyzed, but not in 10 fungals. So, if they found fungus species in all 11 of those affected and 9 in the healthy patients, that's some pretty damning evidence. True, it's a small sample size, but pretty damning indeed. Although I don't know if they say that that way in Spanish, in Spain. They were like, you know, muy importante hay hongo en los cerebros de las personas con Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's disease is the most common form of dementia, what the World Health Organization says, affecting nearly 50 million people worldwide, some 7.7 million new cases per year. Usually old age is a risk factor, but you could have, you know, Alzheimer's even earlier than that. Memory loss, disorientation, cognitive issues. People have been, you know, flirted with the idea that there could be an infectious disease component, either some sort of microbes or viruses. Some people were talking about maybe herpes or maybe pneumonia. But fungus, wow. Now, some people could say, well, wait a second. Okay? You know, you got a lot of protein deposits, you got a lot of scarring. Maybe fungus decides to set up shop there. I think fungus will set up shop wherever it wants. How many of you guys have had a rip-roaring yeast infection? Right? If it sets up shop there, and Lord knows nothing, I mean, on my body, even wants to go near the vagina, okay? I could tell you, I mean, even ants turn the corner. I think this fungus is pretty resilient. I don't know if I want to blame that it just happens to float around and then it just decides to deposit on the amyloid. They say the fungal cause could fit very well with the characteristics of Alzheimer's because it's a slow progression. There's also an immune response. But they say, look, it doesn't necessarily mean it's the cause. So everybody needs to just kind of hold the phone. Another thing we also got to hold the phone about is these fungal, antifungal medications could be pretty toxic, especially to the liver, right? You know, we can't be messing around with it. So we can't be just putting everybody on that, especially your older person that has a more vulnerable liver. So they say the findings are very speculative, muy especulado. And so let's just kind of hold the phone and take a look and see what's going on. But pretty cool indeed. Not so cool for prostate cancer patients, as it looks like supplements really don't benefit them. A new study finds no evidence that men's health supplements will help prostate cancer patients. The supplements do not appear to lower the risk for experiencing radiation treatment side effects, or lower the risk that the localized cancer will spread, or the risk that prostate cancer patients will die from their diseases. So it does not lower any of those risks. The study looked at supplement use among more than 2,200 men newly diagnosed with prostate cancer. We suspected these pills were junk. Our study confirmed our suspicion, according to lead author, quote-unquote, Dr. Nicholas Ziorski, resident physician at the Radiation Oncology at the Fox Chase Cancer Center in Philadelphia. Roughly 1 in 2 new cancer patients try some sort of dietary supplementation, often without their doctor's knowledge. The pills in question were marketed as men's formula or prostate health and often labeled with, quote, clinically proven or recommended by urologists on the bottle. So, according to Dr. Zarsky, so it says we're talking about pills that are subject to very limited oversight and have never been studied. The patients were 36 or older. They had undergone radiation treatment sometime between 2001 and 2012. 10% were taking one or more of roughly 50 different men's health supplements. either during treatment or the ensuing 4 years. Many products had the wording clinically proven on there and suggested they had anti-cancer benefits without indicating what had been proven. None of them were studied in actual clinical trials. More than 90% of the supplements contained saw palmetto. This is a plant extract that has been talked about for enlarged prostate. Nothing to do with cancer, people. All right? And still, we don't know how much it works. Some ingredients had some sort of quote-unquote trade secret enzyme that was supposedly remained unidentifiable. Supplement use, however, there were no negative side effects, so they don't think that it worsened the cancer. They just don't want you spending money or taking something that could interfere with your treatment, claiming it's going to fix you when it doesn't. So they need to look at that. I mean, this is really, really frustrating. I mean, you know, there are supplements all over. And the supplemental industry is huge. And I mean, here's the thing. I'm not against the supplement industry. Because I love the fact that many of you guys are empowered to take care of yourselves, okay? I don't want anything happening to the supplement industry. I just want more studies done. I want to see more action taken to, you know, look at what these things can do, because I think there are some things out there that really can help. But what's going to happen is we're going to have all these studies and articles come out talking about how much, you know, bullcrap is being sold to people, that now you have a real good product out there. You have something really good that was tested in settings of doctor's offices and hospitals and medical centers, and you're never going to get to benefit from it because it's just going to be lumped into the, well, it's another one of these quote-unquote snake oils, and it's not. You know, this is really, really frustrating because I think there's a lot of, you know, interesting things out there. Okay, I want somebody to study earwax and cold sores. Time and time again, patients have told me they put their earwax on their cold sore right as it's about to come out, and it prevents it from coming out. So is there an earwax, you know, topical supplement that people could get? Not that I would want to put anybody else's earwax on, you know, anybody I know's lips. But that's interesting. Why does Colgate toothpaste seem to help acne? Right? Why does peeing in the shower soften your feet? Okay, we've had some pharmaceutical products with urea in it. But urine seems to soften the skin. You know, these are things that, you know, anecdotally we've seen work. Then, you know, why can't we do anything about it? Why can't we, bottle it up and recommend it? So I think it's very, 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 very frustrating. Unfortunately, we just keep hearing, be careful of supplements, be careful what you're getting, you don't know what you're getting, etc. And I know there's some good ones out there. It's just, we need to find them, and we need to study them, and we need to put our seal of approval so you guys could use them, because I think a lot of you guys are missing out. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right. I want to save that one for when we get, let's look at this really quickly. All right, premature babies have weak brain connections. They say babies born prematurely are much more likely than other children to develop autism, ADHD, and emotional disorders. They say there's evidence that preemies are born with weak connections in some critical brain networks, and these are involved in focus, social interactions, emotional processing, and the study looked at MRI scans of the brains of 58 full-term babies with those of 76 babies born at least 10 weeks early. And unfortunately, they found that the preterm infants had abnormal structural brain connections. They said that we're very interested that the tracks that we know connect areas that are involved in attention, emotional networks, but that those tracks were heavily affected. So, many kids that are premature, they grow fine. But a lot of times things are underestimated with them. And so maybe with this type of study, we need to keep an eye on them. When we come back, a Fukushima worker comes down with leukemia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so you guys are going to be seeing some blue pumpkins out there. And they're really beautiful. They're not cyanotic. They're actually really, really pretty. Okay? But you got kids out there that have health challenges that can't celebrate Halloween like the rest of us can. You got kids with food allergies. You got kids with diabetes. You got kids with autism. You know, and not all candy is for everybody. So there are ways to reduce Halloween health-related anxieties, according to Veronica LaFemina, Vice President of Communications at the organization Food Allergy Research and Education called FAIR. And FAIR has the Teal Pumpkin Project. So it's not blue, it's called teal. It's actually a very, very pretty color. Inspired by efforts in an East Tennessee town, the Teal Pumpkin Project is in its second year this Halloween, and its aim is to raise awareness of food allergies during the Halloween season. How it works, FAIR encourages people to paint a pumpkin teal, aqua-y blue kind, okay, or download and print a free sign to place outside their house on Halloween. That way, kids with food allergies and their parents know that there is an allergy-friendly Halloween treat in those homes. See, because all the other homes have orange-type stuff out there. If you have a home that has the teal, then they know that you have allergy-free treats, okay? So, what could they find? Well, there's supposed to be a list of ideas on the FAIR website, including nut-free, wheat-free candy, non-food goodie ideas like bubbles, bracelets, glow sticks. I think that's brilliant. Some of these kids really like those kinds of treats. You know, I mean, you know, they're full of candy, yet you gave them the one glow stick. Okay, I'm not saying you have to be the one to give pennies. I know we always made fun of the people that gave us pennies, you know, back in the 80s and stuff. But, you know, you're the one that gives a glow stick or one of those LED, you know, flashy light thingies. I know they could be expensive, though. But the glow sticks aren't too expensive. You could get 100 for a small amount of money. You know, crack them up and give them out, and everybody gets a glow stick. That's pretty damn cool. So, they say food allergies affect 1 in 13 kids in the United States. So that means there's a very good chance that somebody on your block or in your neighborhood managing them could unfortunately have that. The benefits of the Teal Pumpkin Project go beyond the allergy community. What about the diabetes community? What about kids with autism? They say it supports so many kids for whom they cannot have regular candy. Some hospitals have programs tailored to families with special needs, too. The Children's Hospital at Montefiore in the Bronx also has a post-Halloween candy exchange. So, you know, and again, I mean, we want kids to have a good time, you know, during, you know, whether they have diabetes, whether they have a condition where they can't, you know, trick-or-treat, et cetera. You know, animals. I was watching a veterinarian on Fox 5 talking about, you know, a lot of us dress up our pets. And we love dressing up our pets. And I know, trust me, I got Shaky Boo. And, you know, my little Shaky Boo, I don't know if he's really into Halloween. I really don't care because, you know, I'm going to do whatever I want to with him. But, you know, animals don't like costumes. Okay, I mean, you know, many of us don't even like what the costumes feel like. You know, that kind of scratchy, plasticky, nylon-type feeling on the back of our neck. Do you think your cat or your dog likes it, too? So just keep in mind. Jason Feinberg was asking about reflectors on animal-type costumes. I think it's a great idea. But the veterinarian was saying a lot of these animal-like costumes now have these little LED lights. So if you have LED flashy lights, that could work, too. You know, maybe have your dog or your cat on there. If you want to dress them up for Halloween, maybe have them have a little... I don't understand how you guys could walk with your cat. I mean, if you guys are able to walk with your cat, great. My cat won't walk with me anywhere. He'll drive with me, but he won't walk with me. Have the little flashy LED thing on the back of their collar. Okay? It may be too big for them by their neck and bother their neck, but maybe on their collar, on the back of it. This way everybody can see their flashy thing. Okay? So good. I think that's cool. I hope everybody has a pretty fun and safe Halloween. Alright, what are some safety tips? Okay, this is the number one time when, unfortunately, kids get hit by cars. This is some pretty scary stuff. And this is also, it's because it's the one time a year that kids are allowed to run in the street. You know, one of the most exciting things I loved, you know, about Halloween is it was the one day you could go out in the street and run around. I mean, it was, I, your parents really didn't say, I mean, yeah, you had to be careful. But you could run around because your friends were running around. And having free roam on that black asphalt was one of the most exciting things. Unfortunately, it's the most dangerous. Okay? So, for those of you guys driving, please drive slow. Expect a kid, and everybody's liking wearing, you know, these real, real dark costumes, and a lot of kids out there are Darth Vader because Star Wars is coming back, or, I don't know, a variety of things. So, be careful. Drive slow. Just expect. And parents, no zigzagging. Tell the kids they're going to go from house to house. Now, I usually walk behind the kids, okay? And I usually yell all the time. I like yelling. The older kids just do what they want to do, okay? But I'm usually, you know, behind the littler kids, the smaller kids. And they do. They zigzag. I'm like, no zigzagging. You know, and they go to the wrong house, you know, and they go to the house that's dark. I say, don't go to that house. Go to this house. You know, they're starting to learn. They know. You know, you go to the brighter house. And, you know, and I'll, like I told you guys the other day, I ask the other kids that come from the house, what did you get? And if it's good candy, I tell the kids to go to that one. If it's not good candy, I say move on. So wear those LED flashy things, the glow sticks. I think glow sticks are brilliant. Have your kids and put a bunch of them on, not just one, because it gets covered. And parents realize your kids are going to make you carry their costume. Some of these kids' costumes are really elaborate. They got, you know, tridents and swords and guns and, you know, I don't know, fake animals with them and lightsabers and that kind of thing. Just know, in fact, you know what I would do? Take a wagon. Take a wagon and put everything. Sometimes one of your kid wants to ride in the wagon. By the way, that's another thing I recommend. I can't tell you how many times somebody got hurt and I have to see a parent carry their child a mile back home. Trick or treat with a wagon. Have a wagon behind you so you could just stick the kid in the wagon and take him home if you have to. One time one of the kids needed eye drops. Something happened to his eye. I don't understand what the hell happened, but we had to rush him home, all right, and get some eye drops in his eye. He had some sort of a corneal laceration or something. And I'm like, come on, people. So, you know, just from a medical standpoint, bring that wagon. It's a smart idea. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so a lot of us diet. And when we diet, we go, you know what? I'm going to cut the fat. I'm going to cut cheese. I'm going to cut meat. Good. It's great. All right? But we're finding that low-fat diets really are no more effective than other types of diets. According to study leader Deidre Tobias, an associate epidemiologist at Harvard Medical School at Brigham and Women's Hospital, they found that low-fat diets were not more effective than higher-fat diets for long-term weight loss. They say the key to success seems more to adherence to a specific weight loss plan, being able to stick to the diet long-term. And I get that, too. You know, if you really like cheese and you stop cheese, okay, you're going to crave it. And a lot of times you may overcompensate with sugar. Well, you're not going to lose weight that way. In conducting their analysis, Tobias and her colleagues looked at 53 published studies involving more than 68,000 adults. Those on low-fat diets did lose weight, but those on low-carb diets were slightly more than 2 pounds lighter than those on low-fat diets. Average weight loss was only 6 pounds in the group. And I think that was over 1 year. 1 year. Take-home message, according to Dr. Tobias, is not to eat fatty foods. Is not to eat fatty foods with abandon. Rather, there are a variety of weight loss plans. This is a quote. And there isn't one that floats to the surface as the optimal diet for weight loss. That's what she says. All right. Low-fat diets, like, you know, 10% less calories from fat to moderate 30% less calories. Exercise, cut your carbs, cut the fat, eat healthy. That's how you lose weight. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
House is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and a
expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6 Stage Air Purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, guys. Okay, so we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I found this to be a very interesting article. All right, it says here, do you have a male or female brain? And women could earn more if we think like a man. And I don't want to insult men or anything like that, but I guess, I mean, if I was going to think like a man, I guess I would probably put sex as a priority, you know, maybe food as a priority, as opposed to a lot of us ladies, you know, we may put other things as a priority, you know, like, you know, breast strap, evenness, you know, covering pimples, makeup type thing, plucking eyebrow. Those are kind of priorities, you know, for my day. I start my day more concerned about that than sex or food. But anyway, there's a study found that the so-called people with a male brain have higher salaries than those with a female brain. And I'm reading this out of Daily Mail. This is very interesting. They say you have a male brain if you, A, like to make to-do lists. Two, honestly answer when asked, does my butt look big in this? Next, if you prefer to read nonfiction. If you notice grammatical errors, and if you find maps easy to read. Okay, I don't know about you guys, but my husband doesn't do any of that. He doesn't make to-do lists. He doesn't answer honestly if I say, does my butt look big? You know, I don't really know if he reads books at all. I mean, he likes, you know, he likes nonfiction TV like I do. Definitely doesn't notice grammatical errors. And no, he doesn't like read a map. Okay, so I guess he doesn't have a male brain. Now, already I find faults with this, and he's very male. Trust me, very male. They say you have a female brain if you, one, find it easy to chat to someone you have just met. Okay, that is true. Two, can sense when you are intruding. Yeah, I can sense it. I don't care. Three, lack interest in the new technical details of a new computer, camera, or other gadget. That's true. Four, focus on beauty of painting rather than the artist's technique. I guess maybe. Five, have little interest in the dates of key historical events. I mean, I'm interested in the historical event, but if they say it was like March 13th, I may not, I don't know.
So now, so what happens if all those things ring true? Does that mean I've got like a tranny brain?
I guess. Like,
where do I fall on that spectrum? I want to make more money.
Wait, you don't lack interest in technical details. You love computers. You like when you start talking your computer stuff, Tom,
but,
I don't
but
listen.
But at the same time,
out.
I can't catch grammatical errors, so that's one for one on either side. I'm still in the running.
Well, I is the same.
See, there we go. We should be making tons of money.
I think I'm very guy-brained. That's what I think I am. All right.
I'm somewhere in between. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But wait, you think about boobies a lot, right?
All the time.
See, and I think about Michael Fassbender all the time. So to me, I think that already, you know, somehow cements.
I think that should be on there.
Yeah. Now, well, it isn't. Who knows?
That's why we should write the questions.
But see, this is interesting. They say if I think more like a man, I'll earn more money. A woman with an analytical mind will earn 6.3% more than a female who focuses on thoughts and feelings. Now, I disagree, guys, because as a family doc, I make a lot less than a psychiatrist. So I make a lot less than therapists out there. So maybe, I don't know, I already find faults with that. Researcher Nick Drydakis said it isn't clear why thinking like a man makes workers better off, but it may be because traditionally male occupations are better paid. Apparently there's male brains known as type S brains and female brains known as type E. Psychologist Simon Barone Cohen at the Cambridge University came up with this theory. It's called an empathizing systemizing theory. So I empathize, whereas guys may systemize, which measures a person's strength of interest and empathy and their interest in analyzing and constructing systems of information. Now, you see, I got to disagree. Okay, I have a lot of gay family members and gay friends, And if you looked at those very, I guess, biased qualities of that female brain, okay, you know, my gay friends and family, they're very, very sensitive and attuned to that, and they're guys. They're just as much, they're guys. So I already find so much fault with this. This is just off completely. I don't know if my gay friends think about boobies. I don't know. You know what? By the way, I think gay men think about boobies a lot more than you give gay guys credit for. Because I got to tell you, my friends know when I'm wearing the wrong bra. They just do. They go, no, Dahlia, no, that does not work. I'm like, what? It just doesn't work. You know, and they'll fix it for you and all that. And I'm like, and they know more about that kind of stuff. And my guess is maybe they do think about boobies a lot. I don't know. All right. So, to find out whether a person's brain type was linked to their earning power, Dr. Dridakis studied detailed data of more than 16,000 Britons. Men and women from right across the country supplied information about their occupation and salary. They filled out a questionnaire. Someone with a male brain maybe would fix an electrical problem at home. And then someone with a female brain might be more worried about, I guess, your feelings. I don't know, guys. I really don't. You know what it is? Okay, I say if I'm going to give any sort of credence to this, okay, do women think a certain way and do men think a certain way? It's fun to joke about them, but is there anything scientifically about it, okay? Both men and women are protective. Let's take a look at that. Women are very protective. Men are very protective, okay? As a woman, I think not only about the present, but I'm always thinking about the future. I've talked about this on the show a lot. So a lot of us women will think more into the future. And go, well, look, this action will have this consequence and this consequence and this consequence. And then my baby is going to be this age. And then the home is going to be like this. And we want to make sure that our kids, from the day they leave our uteri to the day they're on their own and even onward, that they're covered. Men, a lot of times, are more here and now. Okay, I got to protect this house now. I think there's somebody in the house, so I'm going to shoot up. You know, I'm going to shoot the gun a bunch of warning shots. And I'm like, no, don't be shooting warning shots. Wait a second. Okay, let me think about the consequences here. Hold the phone. So a lot of people say guys act too quickly, too rashly, and women stop, think, and analyze a lot. Maybe that's just a part of our, you know, evolution. You know, like when my husband, you know, let's say he has to go hunt for food. I'm saying in caveman days. He's like, I'm going to go get food. Bye. See ya. Okay, but I'm like, but wait a second, if you're going to leave at 9 o'clock, we're going to have this other cave family over, and then if you come back late, we're going to have this, you see what I mean? So I don't know, I think women think a lot more longitudinally and long-term, and then a lot of men, you know, think for the here and now. Now, I think one of my biggest mistakes is I don't really focus on the here and now. I have been, ever since I went to school, thinking about the future. And working towards the future that I forget to stop and go, this is what's going on right now. My husband is the one that handles the here and now. I don't know. That would be one thing that I think about. So here you are at a job and the boss is like, okay, guys, we need to get this client now. Guy jumps up going, I'm on it, whatever. Women's like, no. Oh, no. Let's think about this. Hold on a second. Do you really want this client? Because then we got this other client down the line that may look at this, hold the phone, guys. And I think you need both. I think you really need both. I think the best teams out there are the people that think both ways. That have that. I really do. You know, I don't know. I think it grounds each other. So, well, that's it. Well, as a woman, all right, I am already planning my daylight savings time. So like I said, guys, don't forget to wake up early at about 1:30 in the morning, splash a bunch of cold water on your face, and you are right there and ready to change those clocks back an hour. Okay? Y'all have a safe Halloween. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.